Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things that you can do there, like listening to thousands of archives and reading hundreds and hundreds of articles and checking out our Brain Trust members and all the other things. And we're getting closer and closer to some of the new stuff that we've been working on that I think will make our website even more valuable to you and even more productive as an outstanding tool to help you start, run, and grow your small business. But I don't know anything I could do better than to reintroduce you yet again to our good friend Barbara Weltman. Not too many things I could do better than to introduce you to her, because she is one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust. One of the longest tenures, I guess I should say, is in the Brain Trust. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2005 edition. Also, 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2005 edition, and her new book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great, thanks, and it's a pleasure to be back on our anniversary.
It is our anniversary. Yeah, we got an anniversary here, and it's our seventh anniversary.
Yeah.
And so we got a little special music for you in a little bit, Barbara. But before we get into that, I wanted to ask you about some news. There are some. The IRS apparently has begun to look into some things. That's an area that you've been working on. Tell us about this.
Well, yesterday there was an AP story that got picked up, and it was on the Today Show, and concerns of the IRS looking at people who are selling on eBay and not reporting their income.
Reporting their profits and
and
that sort of thing.
And there's a great deal of confusion about that, because people kind of don't understand. First of all, some people are under a misconception that there's some kind of threshold or dollar amount above which, you know, below which you wouldn't have to report income, and that's just not true. If you make money, you have to report it.
Right.
And the other misconception is that you may not be making money. If you, for example, people, you know, they sell $3 billion worth of cars on eBay, and most people don't make money when they sell a car.
Right.
You know, they bought the car for $30,000 and they're selling it today for $5,000,
right,
they're not making money. So that doesn't have to be reported. So that's where the confusion is. And then, of course, there are issues about when you can take off expenses, and whether in fact your activity is a hobby or a business.
And one thing I'd like to point out, Barbara, that I know you didn't mean to infer that if you sell a $5,000 car that you bought for $30,000 for your business, and you depreciate the whole thing,
exactly,
and you sold it for $5,000, then tell them what happens.
Well, then you're going to have a profit there.
Yeah,
so,
you got it. Because
you've written down your basis.
Right.
So therefore, yes.
You've got some. It's not called recovery. What's the word that they use?
Well, recapture.
Recapture is what I meant to use. Yeah.
Right.
You got some recapture there that you got to deal with, but you know, Barbara, I saw this coming a long time ago, and I'll tell you why I saw this coming. One of the big challenges that the marketplace has is people who start small businesses, and they may know a little bit about taxes. They may be somewhat aware that if they on a conscious level, that if they make a profit, they got to pay taxes. But as you indicated, they don't think that they're making a profit. They think that they're just surviving. They don't really understand the whole tax aspect of their business yet. Really, all they're doing is just starting a business, and they're not used to dealing with taxes. And that was happening in mass numbers before eBay. And now that eBay, as your book very well points out, makes it easier for people to start a small business, a little small business, that, and to do business online, that's increased those numbers. It hasn't changed the fact that people aren't used to dealing with taxes. It's just increased the numbers.
You're absolutely right, but you can't escape the truth, which
that's
is
right.
that you're in business and you have to keep records and you have to pay taxes. And it doesn't matter what scale you're operating on. Even if some people think, well, it's just a sideline business.
Right.
It's not my full-time business. That doesn't matter. You have to treat it just like any other business. You have to keep the same records that IBM keeps.
But there are people out there who are making it a living, and they've got a couple of challenges
yes.
that they have to pay attention to. One is the income tax, and the other is the payroll tax. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman and a lot more good stuff. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. Stay with us.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Well, we're back. Happy anniversary, Barbara Weltman. This is our 7th anniversary, and it's good to have you back, and it's good to have you for, hopefully we're now starting our 8th year together. What do you think?
Pretty good.
Well, I appreciate you very much, Barbara. You're one of the long-term members of our Brain Trust, and we've had a handful of folks who've been with me longer than you, but not most of them have not been, and so for all the steadfast support that you provided us over the last 7 years, Barbara, we thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Barbara, let's get back to eBay. And, you know, eBay is such a cool thing because it's an online marketplace. It's a whole world out there. It's a marketplace. I mean, it's not just a website, folks. It literally is a marketplace in cyberspace. I can't think of anything that's defined cyberspace more than eBay. Can you, Barbara?
No, and you know what? It's so hard to believe, but this June is going to be their 10th anniversary.
It is hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. In less than 10 years, they've mm-hmm. just transformed
the
business landscape.
To be fair, there are other online marketplaces out there.
They're
all part of cyberspace. One's on Main Street. You know, there's Main Street and Broadway and all the other streets out there in cyberspace. But there are others, as you say, Yahoo and others that have, I guess, Amazon's another good example.
And a lot of specialized sites.
Exactly. But the thing is what they've done is they've created all this opportunity. And Barbara, there are a lot of people who are running, you know, who are selling it on eBay, but there are hundreds of thousands of people who make their living on eBay, aren't they? Surely they know they've got to keep up with what they buy and sell and how much they make. From those people all the way down to the people who sell something one time, they buy it for $1 and sell it for $2, they have to report that dollar. And to the degree that they take some kind of a salary, a W-2 salary in their business, they've got to pay payroll taxes as well, don't they?
Absolutely. It's no different from any other business.
So the IRS, what the IRS is doing, what was announced this week in that AP story you were talking about, which I understand you've been getting quite a bit of activity on yourself, radio and television. What television show are you going to be on this week?
It's something through Comcast.
So in addition to that, the truth is that there's nothing really new under the sun that the IRS is investigating. They've just found this little gaggle of people all in one place, haven't they?
Yeah, and The thing about eBay is, for the IRS's purposes, it's kind of visible to see who's doing a lot of selling, because people are become power sellers, and you see how much business people are doing actually by the, not in terms of dollars, but number of sales, because they get, you know, their stars, their standing is listed. So it's pretty easy for the IRS to see who the big sellers are, and to make sure that at least these sellers are properly reporting income. For example,
they're sort of like fish in a barrel, aren't they, Barbara?
Yeah, the titanium sellers are people who sell $150,000 worth of merchandise a month.
Right. Well, now, do you think that this report, this story that came out, and the flurry of activity that's around it, do you think that's going to slow down the use of eBay by folks?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And in my opinion, it's the typical tax story that always comes out, you know, about a month before taxes are due, to make, I don't want to use the word scare, but to remind people that you have to report your income.
Yeah, remind is a nice word.
Yeah.
But the truth is that, you know, there's nothing, again, I'm going to say this one last time, there's nothing that the IRS is doing to eBay customers that they aren't doing
For
everybody else. I mean, if you're a small business and you're starting a small business, and it's so easy to get upside down with the IRS, Barbara, isn't it? Because in the early days when you're, this is National Mom and Pop Business Owner Day, Barbara, and when you're starting out business and you're doing it just to survive, in the early days, you don't think you got enough for the government too. It's just you and your vendors and trying to have something left over to buy groceries and to pay rent. And the IRS doesn't always have, you know, there's not anything left over for them. And even though they're due taxes,
they're supposed to come at the front of the line, not be in the back of the line.
But in reality, where it's out there, you know, on the kitchen table, that's not how it works.
You're absolutely right. But on the flip side, many people are doing quite well on eBay. This is for them extra money. This isn't their main line of business. They are making a good sideline business. I spoke to somebody yesterday. She's making $50,000 a year as a sideline.
Right.
On just selling things on eBay.
It can happen.
Now, the advantage, the thing that these people are overlooking is the opportunity to take a lot of write-offs. That just because you make $50,000, that doesn't mean that's what you're paying taxes on.
Right.
Because you can write off your expenses. That's exactly right.
Right. Do you talk about that at all in your Starting an eBay Business book?
Of course.
You talk about you get into the taxes there, don't you?
Of course, yeah. Because it's a business.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you'd like to make sure you can navigate these waters properly, one of the best references I can think of is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business by Barbara Weltman. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Barbara to tell us what's the last things we can do to affect our 2004 taxes, and what are some things we can do to get ready for 2005 taxes. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
See you later, alligator.
We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit on our 7th anniversary with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. Don't forget, folks, the 2005 edition is out. Also, 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks by Barbara Weltman, the J.K. Lasser's edition of that, the 2005 edition. And the new book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business by Barbara Weltman. Barbara, give us your website, please.
I have two. It's bwideas.com. You can find my newsletter. And tax tips and other tips every day, new tips. And at BarbaraWeltman.com, you can see all of my books and a monthly tax tip.
Yeah, check that out. And they can subscribe to the newsletter from the BWIdeas book, .com, right?
Right.
Barbara, what can we do? What's the last thing we can do? What are some of the last things we can do to affect 2004 taxes?
Well, it's still not too late to make IRA contributions for 2004. The limits are $3,000 or $3,500 if you were 50 years old or older on December 31st of last year. So that's one thing that you can do. If you had a high deductible health plan, you can put money into a health savings account.
Right.
Same deadline as the IRA.
Did you have to have the health savings account established last year first?
You didn't have to establish the savings account. No, you just you need.
I mean,
to
did
have
you have to establish an HSA account? I mean a plan, a medical plan.
Yeah, you needed the plan. Yeah,
it had to be. It had to be in effect last year.
You can only make the contributions for the months that you actually had the plan.
Right.
So
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you can do that, and just.
But only till April 15th.
Correct. Even if you get a filing extension, that doesn't give you more time to put the money into these investment accounts. And speaking of extensions, it's just real important to remember that if you can't file your return for any reason by April 15th, be sure to ask for a filing extension, Form 4868. You can do it by telephone, online, mail.
It's too easy.
It's too easy. But just,
and that's for
you don't even have to sign the form.
That's
anymore.
For personal, but also you got to do one for LLCs.
Separate one for if you have a partnership or LLC, and you want additional time to file.
And that'll get you to August 15th.
For the partnership LLC, you get 3 months.
Oh, 3 months. That's right. It's July, isn't it?
And then
the personal is 4 months, which is August.
The personal is 4 months,
correct. And the corporate, which you should have filed in March 15th, goes 6 months.
Correct.
I'd forgotten about the LLC three-month thing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So what about 2005? What are some things we need to be working on right now to get us ready for our 2005 tax season?
Well, there are a lot of new things to look for 2005. All of the limits for retirement plans, including the limits for IRAs, have all increased. You know, the contribution limit for IRAs is up to $4,000 or $4,500
this year.
That's good news. Yeah, and the limits are up for the 401ks and profit sharing and all that. So you have a greater opportunity to save this year. So hopefully you'll have a good year and put more money away.
Well, and Barbara, this is kind of all part of the ownership society strategy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because whatever happens to Social Security, it won't provide you
with
a secure, financially secure retirement. You have to do it yourself.
It's smart what they're doing with these limits. I'm glad they're doing that. All right, what else?
Well, the limits have increased for the IRS standard mileage rate is up for 2005. It's 40.5 cents a mile.
Right, right.
And the limit for expensing is increased to $105,000.
For direct expensing of capital items.
Of capital equipment that you purchase.
If you're profitable.
Off-the-shelf software.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to be profitable. There's the new manufacturer's deduction for domestic production.
That's the really cool one, isn't it?
That's the really big one.
I'm going to look into that one because, see, we manufacture things. We manufacture content. We're going to look into that and see what that holds for my
little operation. Well, you may very well qualify because I know tape and film is supposed to qualify.
That's right. That's right.
You know, looks good. But
that's only for 2005, right?
No.
Was that for 2004 as well?
No. It starts in 2005.
That's what I mean. It began in 2005. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And goes forward.
All right.
So there are a lot of opportunities there.
All right. Barbara, good report today. And again, congratulations on I know you're all a Twitter over our 7th anniversary, and I know I am too. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do for small business owners. Even when you're not on my show, I know you work hard for them, and we appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you.
Give us your website one more time.
BWideas.com and
or
BarbaraWeltman.com.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Thank you, Barbara. See you next time. You're the best.
Okay.
We'll see you. Got to take a quick action. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, especially mom and pop business owners. You're my heroes. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.